unless you just got here from Mars, the Olympics start next week. And, you know, it's this, you know what the Olympics are on. It's on the station that had the Olympics, like, since ABC had them back in the day. That's NBC, the network of the Olympics. And, you know, NBC is owned by Comcast, and that's no big secret. So if you're a Comcast subscriber, they have just gotten all this fancy technology to bring you not just how the Americans do on the Olympics, not just what's in NBC prime time with Bob Costas and, you know, half the Western world, but if you want to see the Jamaican bobsled team, if you want to see, are there Olympic winter athletes of color who maybe represent other nations? I think I remember there was a figure skater from France in one of the past Winter Olympics of color. You can do it with this new thing that Comcast has called Comcast X1, Xfinity. Sound like a rocket ship from back in the day, in the house. And it's been a while since we've had the people from we had the big guy from Comcast on the program back in the fall, when Tony Dungy, who works with Comcast's Internet Essentials. But this is something for those that don't have Internet Essentials. You just got regular Comcast or Xfinity or the new X1. In the house is Larry Williamson. He is Senior Vice President of Operations for Comcast for this region, serving Indiana and other important points. And Randy Jones, Director of PR for the Heartland region of Comcast. Guys, welcome.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Obviously, because of Comcast's relationship with NBC, NBC is one of the official Olympic partners of not only the U.S. Olympic Committee, but the International Olympic Committee. This is a big deal. Thousands of Comcast, NBC folks are already in Sochi doing what they got to do, getting ready. But what are you providing Comcast customers here in Indiana so that they can enjoy this event?
I think, Amos, that, you know, as you spoke about the technology, mm-hmm. and taking that technology and applying with our learnings from the past London Olympics,
right.
and the NBC Universal work that's been done, and, mm-hmm. and taking that to the next level and making a game changer of this. And, you know, this year NBC coverage is going to almost double to 1,700 hours. 500 of it will be on NBC linear channels.
When you say the linear, so that's regular NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, USA, Characters Welcome, and then what is it, the NBC Sports Channel. So those are the five that are carrying the 500 Correct. Hours of TV, which includes the primetime coverage, and usually that's delayed because this is in Russia, and that's 9 hours from right. ahead of Indianapolis time.
Right,
but then you said that's only 500. Where's the other hundreds of hours coming from?
So the biggest part of that is 1,000 hours of live video.
1,000?
1,000.
Live.
So you will be able to watch every minute, every medal on every screen, and then there's 200 hours of video on demand that will be available. And what the game changer is for us from a Comcast perspective is the fact that through NBC Sports Live Extra, where this 1,000 hours will be driven, mm-hmm. you will be able to watch that on your television set in your home.
Okay.
As well as on mobile devices.
So on the phone? On
yes,
the phone? On the tablet?
On smart devices.
On the yep. iPad?
That's exactly right.
So if I wanted to see, there's some sports I've never even heard of it. If I wanted to see women moguls, and that's not a woman executive, that must be some women's sport. I see women moguls. I thought that's a woman executive. So, no, there's some women's sports. If I wanted to see just the qualifications, I know Bob Costas isn't going to show that in prime time. I could see that in real time if I had X1 from Xfinity Comcast.
Yeah, you could go to Xfinity.com/NBC Olympics.
Okay.
And that will give you a wealth of information mm-hmm. where you can look at from an athlete perspective, like you're speaking, a sport or an event, or you can watch it live via your mobile device or in your home on your television.
Now, Randy Jones, we're talking about people are hearing the words X1, mm-hmm. and it does sound like a rocket ship, but this is the new way that Comcast is delivering entertainment to their customers, not just here in Indianapolis, but across the country?
That's exactly right, Amos. And I'm so excited to really help share the story about X1. It is for not just Comcast, but for the industry, very, very much of a game changer. Mm-hmm. It's cloud-enabled technology that, frankly, changes the way that people not only just receive and enjoy their home entertainment experience, but it's a platform that is just endless in terms of the opportunities that you can build, that you can extend the viewing experience, that you can partner with other cross platforms, again, to emphasize the ability to do so much more, to enjoy that experience anywhere, on any screen, on any device.
Now, this is new technology that you all have started here. What was it, last fall here in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And this is something where the stuff is so sophisticated, you can talk to it through your phone and you can tell the Comcast box, I want to see TV One Roland Martin. And it will set it to make sure Roland Martin comes on and tapes it on the DVR, brings it live, right?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Or if I wanted to ask and say, I want to see a funny movie, it'll give me a list of funny stuff that's in the schedule?
It's very much... it's intuitive. It helps you learn. It helps learn what you like, your interests. Obviously, the search capabilities are enhanced tremendously, where, as you just demonstrated or referenced, that you can search by voice. Ooh. You can search by name. You can search by program. You can search by theme, by subject. It will bring up not just everything that's on right then and there in terms of what's on the TV schedule, but in the Comcast Video On Demand library, which is the largest online library that there is. That as well as
that's
what's
right.
On
go
your
back
program,
and see a movie from way back when.
Way, way back when.
All right.
Since before you and I were both born.
That's the ones where I could fast forward the commercials if I want to.
If you want to.
Yeah, but see, they can't fast forward the commercials on this program, so I need to catch up so that I can pay a bill.
Uh-huh.
Never know. It might be a Comcast ad. They don't tell me what runs in here. I just do what I'm supposed to do. We're talking with the folks from Comcast, Larry Williamson, Senior Vice President of Operations, Randy Jones, Director of PR and just wonderful things for Comcast. The Olympics are coming. Now, if you don't have this X1 Xfinity and you're a Comcast customer, you could call Comcast right now. And they'll tell me the number that you could call and maybe get it so when the Olympics starts next Saturday. No, next Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to want to see the opening ceremony just to see Bob Costas talk about their costumes. That's important. It's After News with Amos after these. 239-1310, 239-1310. We're talking with the folks from Comcast. This new technology you're using, it's basic to say that cable companies have gone from just you plug this little cable and you screw the thing in the back of the box, 40 to 100, 120 channels. A lot of this now is, the technical term is IP-based, internet-based. Is that where the industry is going? And is that where Comcast is leading the industry? Because you guys are the leader.
It's definitely evolving, Amos. And a big part of that is it's cloud-based.
Now, what's a cloud?
Well, the cloud allows us to...
That's an internet thing, right?
Efficiently roll out new innovations and new products and services relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. And so what we're able to do is, as we move from more of a hardware company to a software company, we've hired developers that are continuously developing the X1 platform, which has been that foundation. And through that, we're able to, as we learn and grow with the platform and how the viewership needs are and feedback from our customers, our employees, technology, we're able to incorporate that on a regular basis and distribute that out to the homes in our footprint. Like you talked about, we've launched X1 across our whole footprint.
A lot of times, Randy Jones, in the past, when cable companies brought in new technology, they forced all the customers to convert to that new technology. Is that what is happening with X1, or is that something that the customer decides this is a product or service that they want from Comcast?
It remains a choice.
Okay.
But certainly it's a choice of preference once you understand that it's an offering that's available and the many benefits and features and advancements that X1 brings.
Mm-hmm. See, somebody's trying to call now, trying to order that. And does the X1 work with the telephone service and the high-speed internet? Is that part of that, the triple play?
Well, that exactly. That's just one of the qualifiers, frankly, to get it.
Okay.
That you need to be a triple play customer, an existing customer who upgrades to an appropriate package that has a triple play package, or a new customer who orders a triple play package. And that's any combination of home, internet, phone, or video.
Is this new technology, the X1, utilizing the internet, utilizing the cloud? Why is this better technology than the satellite dishes?
But I'm not so sure we'd compare it to that. I think it's from our perspective of how we can deliver it and using our network, which is a composition of coaxial cable and fiber optics.
Right.
And that's where it's taken us to that next level to offer the triple play. We can offer the phone, the video, and the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly with this platform, like we've talked about, being able to do, like in the Olympics, live streaming to the television.
And not just that, so this is live streaming not through the computer screen but through your television.
Yes. Right?
Does it have to be the digital television, or if there's somebody watching that maybe, has the triple play and one of the sets that they hook up is one of them old-fashioned analog sets, would it still work?
As long as you can get the proper connections to the converter box that you need. And if you could do that, you certainly can. Everything is in HD quality. I would say as long as that connection can be made with the particular television set. It would depend on that.
In terms of all of this technology and Comcast presence here in Indiana as the largest of the television information providers in our state, are jobs still growing in Comcast?
They are. We are. We continue to grow, which is exciting as a business, and we hope that will absolutely continue.
And one of the things, I saw a demonstration of this Xfinity X1 today, and one of the things I noticed, Randy Jones, is you had something set up not just for community leaders to come in and see what you're doing, but just to educate your own employees. Why is that important?
It's important, one, because it's an opportunity to touch, feel, and experience firsthand the full suite and portfolio of what that Xfinity experience and product offering is. I think you're referring to, being on site at one of our all-new product knowledge labs. These are facilities we set up in select locations throughout our footprint where it's to benefit not only our employees, but leaders such as yourself and other partners, media and other folks that would come in, that they can see, experience, and take advantage of what's going on there to learn and experience the product offering firsthand.
So if you are a Comcast customer and you've already got the Comcast Triple Play and you know who you are, or you want the Comcast Triple Play, which gets you the Comcast X1, so the Olympics are coming and you can see every event, every medal ceremony, so everybody get the medal and the anthems and what have you, and on demand, see what does the Jamaican bobsled team really do. No joke. See the athletes of color. See everything you want. Comcast customers. So if you're Bright House and UVerse and the Dish people, you're out of luck because, it's Comcast and the Olympics and Ryan Seacrest and Matt Lauer and all them folks. All you got to do is call the number, which hasn't changed, 1-800-COMCAST, 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 and tell them the people in Indiana at Comcast told you to call. Good luck, and we hope this is that all of the fears about this Olympics, we hope that that is nothing but talk and that this will be a safe Olympics for all of the athletes of the world.
Absolutely.
To come together and enjoy themselves, and people will be all over Larry Williamson, Vice President. I was trying to promote him to senior.
Thank you.
I can say that.
I
met that senior, that executive vice president. He had such a good time. He might say, "Oh, that was the guy I had a good time with." Let me promote Larry and Randy Jones, director of PR for the Heartland region of Comcast. Guys, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having us.
When we come back, we'll open the phone lines and find out what else is on your mind on this Thursday. It's Afternoons with Amos on a Thursday.